Stephen Colbert says it's time to get rid of pro-Second Amendment GOP, vote them out. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 24, 2021. CBS's late-night host Stephen Colbert criticized gun rights groups that refuse to politicize the Boulder, Colorado shooting and said it's time to get rid of pro-Second Amendment Republicans by voting them out. Colbert called the Colorado State Shooting Association, CSSA, gun apologists after they responded to apolitically to the shooting and called for time to grieve before debating gun laws. He seized on CSSA's statement that today is not the time for debate and responded, "Why not? That's what they say every time this happens. And that's what I say about what they say every time they say it every time it happens," Colbert said. Colbert then went after Representative Lauren Boebert and Senator John Kennedy, both of whom are staunchly pro-Second Amendment Republicans. He attacked Boebert for saying Congress needed to wait for important information and details before pushing for this gun control or that one in response to the Boulder attack. Colbert then launched in Senator Kennedy for saying, "I don't believe we have a gun control problem, we have an idiot control problem." "Oh, we definitely have an idiot control problem," Colbert replied. "It's people who don't recognize that this country has long had a gun problem, John Kennedy. So when idiots like John Kennedy refuse to do anything about getting rid of idiots' guns, it's clearly time to get rid of idiots like John Kennedy. And that means voting them out." Watch below. Democrats are pushing universal background checks and an assault weapons ban in the wake of the Boulder shooting. Ironically, Colorado already has universal background checks. Breitbart News reported that Colorado adopted universal background checks in 2013. And President Biden is spearheading the push for an assault weapons ban himself, claiming the 1994 to 2004 assault weapons ban brought down these mass killings. But the Department of Justice's Institute of Justice, NIJ, released a report following the 1994 to 2004 assault weapons ban and noted that no real reduction in crime could be credited to the ban. The Washington Times quoted University of Pennsylvania professor Christopher Cooper, author of the NIJ report, saying, "We cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. And, indeed, there has been no discernible reduction in the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence." Senator Ted Cruz responded to the fact that Democrats are relentlessly pushing these gun controls anyway, suggested Democrats use horrible, high-profile shootings as an excuse to go after guns owned by law-abiding citizens. The recount quoted Cruz saying, "Every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater. Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens, it makes it worse." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.